This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. So, da'wah. It seems that people have forgotten what it's all about and how to do it. It seems that now we only want someone to accept Islam if they're already perfect. If they already believe whatever we believe. If they're already models of Islam, and that's not how it works. Islam is Allah's message to humanity, and we believe that this message is for everybody, and we believe nobody's beyond redemption. Doesn't matter what they've done, what they believed, what they said. If someone discovers the truth about Islam and takes their shahada, all of their past sins are forgiven, and they now have a clean slate. And now we have to give them time to relearn the religion. We have to give them time to reform their actions. We have to give them time to gradually grow into Islam. Many people see a new convert and they expect them overnight to be perfectly pious. That's not how anything works. That's definitely not the way Islam works. And if we do that, we're being hypocritical with ourselves, right? Because none of us who are complaining about this are perfect. None of us who are complaining about this are sinless. Yet we're expecting it of others. So here's what we need to remember about this religion. Number one, this is Allah's message to humanity. It is for all of humanity. It is a message that anyone can accept at any time. And once they accept it, they become our brother or sister in Islam. All of their past sins are forgiven. Once somebody becomes a Muslim, it becomes our duty as an ummah to teach them the religion. So they need a teacher, and they need to learn it step by step. They need to learn some basic aqidah. Who is Allah? Who are the prophets? What is the Quran? What is hadith? What are the angels? What is the afterlife? What is paradise? What is hell? They need to learn the basics of this at least. They need to learn how to purify themselves. They need to learn how to pray salah. They need to learn about fasting. They need to start over the five pillars of Islam. And then to the halal and haram of earning money and eating food. And then move on to other things as well. Some of us expecting them to know overnight everything that's haram, everything that's wajib, everything that's makruh, when they even haven't even understood these terms yet. So relax, slow down. Somebody took their shahada, say alhamdulillah, make dua for them, and if you have the opportunity and the ability, reach out to them with resources so that they can learn the religion and so that they can grow in the right direction. If you are worried that somebody converted to Islam is going to bring wrong ideas into Islam, then I remind you that this is Allah's religion. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to protect this religion. And definitely if a convert had to say something wrong, he would be corrected or she would be corrected, as has been done over and over again throughout history. But we do not start from a position of assuming the worst. We start from a position of assuming the best. Husnul Zon. That if someone has taken their shahada, then we say alhamdulillah, we assume the best for that person, we make dua for the best for that person, we take them as our brother or sister in Islam, and we do what we can to help them grow to the straight path. Now, not everybody who converts to Islam is going to be pious. Not everyone who converts to Islam is going to be 100% practicing in every sense, because in reality, this ummah is made up of all types of people, right, on different levels of piety. Most important is that they recognize the true religion and they took the shahada and they believed in it and they are trying their best. Some people have addictions, some people have weaknesses, some people have sins they can't let go of, some people are just weak in certain areas. But if they have tawheed, if they have firm iman, if they truly believe that Islam is the true religion, then that will save them. That will save them in the afterlife. And we make dua for us, for ourselves, and for everybody else who dies upon iman. We ask Allah firstly to give us the debt upon iman, and we ask Allah to forgive us for our sins and not to hold us accountable for our weaknesses. So that's a few things I just wanted to share with you all, you know, on all the craziness going on lately. Remember, the most important thing is that this is Allah's religion, and someone taking the shahada is them accepting Allah into their lives. It's not about you, it's not about me, it's not about this ism and that ism. It's not about whether I like this person or you like that person. It's about their relationship with their creator. So don't get in the way of it. Don't try to kick them out of the religion. Don't try to chase them away. Don't try to be mean to someone because you didn't like them before Islam or because they said silly things in Jahiliyyah. That's not how da'wah works. We have to invite everyone to Islam, and I mean absolutely everyone. And when they take their shahada, we should be happy for them, assume the best of them, make dua for them, and if we can, reach out to them and show them the proper understanding of Islam and give them resources so they can grow into it. And we must give them time to reform and not expect overnight change. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.